Begin the current daven sechta Shabbos daven involved. We begin the Amud Beis. Begin the taste of the Masechta. This begins the words of the Gemara. And the Mi'at, if that's the case, in Az Yivne Yeshua v'chulu, then also over there when it says Yivne, it means the same thing. So I was going to tell you, how is the Gemara asking from over there, although we actually make a different drasha from there? And that is, the Gemara explains that although it says that Az Yivne Shlema Bamo, that sounds like the Shlema built an altar for Avodah Zarah, says the Gemara, no, Yivne means that he wanted to, but he didn't build. Another Gemara says, well, if that's what Yivne means because the future tends, then when it says by Yeshua, Az Yivne Yeshua Mizbech Lashem, are you going to tell me that he didn't build? He most definitely did build. So Yerusha B'Shlema means that he did build. Rather, it says the Gemara, Kedreb Yisi, etc. The Gemara gives an interpretation, so what is it that Shlema did wrong? But this is bothered. He says, Hikshu Rav Reb Chanan. He asked that, what's the question from Yeshua? There most definitely one could expound, because the Bechelik, the Gemara in Sanhedrin of Tzadik Aleph from Beis, Mafkina learns out, Medichsev Az Yivne Yeshua, from the fact that it says that then Yeshua will build, but like Kasev Az Bana doesn't say, and then he built, it says in the future tense, says the Gemara Nachelik, Mikan Letchis HaMeis Minotar from Heisi, that is going to be the revival of the dead, that yes, in the future he's going to build. Samkein Asa LaDrasha, so therefore, this future tense, why does it say in future tense over there? There's a reason why, for the Drasha to say Tchis HaMeisim. So Achanami also drasha dahacha. Here also is coming to say the drasha that he wanted to build and they didn't build. So why is that such a difficulty to make the interpretation of that he wanted to and they didn't? So when we read the says no, they become malkum parach. Still, it's difficult. But the like siv should be kishlivnis. So the fact that it doesn't say that he wanted to build eliyivne that he will build, but it says not wanting, but that he did. Shema mina. That's what the Gemara is saying. We can infer from there. Sharei tzalema that wants to say shabana that he did build. Kahud Yeshua, the Vadebana, like by Yeshua, that he most definitely did build the Mizbeach Hashem. It's just that why is it saying the future tense Yivne to say an additional idea that there's going to be Tchis HaMeisim. But here also, where it says Yivne Shlema, yes, it's going to say another Drasha, but most definitely it is that he did build, and therefore that's the Gemara's inference that it's not that he just wanted to, but that he actually did, and that's just saying that he just didn't, wasn't Meicha in his wives. Continuing Tchis HaMeisim, that begins the words of the Gemara. Ma'achroinim Le'asu, just like the later ones didn't do, and Betolman Bechulah, and it says that as if they did do. So to by Shlema, it's that he didn't do, but it makes it like as if he did do the Avodah Zarah. Now Tosfos comes to explain, why don't you say that he actually did do it? Meaning, the Gemara says, it says by Yeshayahu, that all the altars that were built in the days of Shlema Melech of Avodah Zarah, that, what I mean, for sure, As and Yeshafet, they eliminated all the Avodah Zarah from Eretz Yisrael. So why say that Yeshayahu did it? Oh, rather it's coming to peer him to Shlema, just like he most definitely did not do it, but we give him the praise as if he did do it, because they were for sure liquidated already in the days of As and Yeshafet. So too, the early ones, but Shlema already didn't do it. But we're considering like as if he did it, as if he did make the Avodah Zarah, because he didn't protest in his wives. But that taste is bothered, this that the Gemara makes it so obvious as if it can't be Yeshayahu went and eliminated the altars of Avodah Zarah that they were made in the days of Shlema, because most definitely As and Yeshafet for sure had eliminated before him. So Tosfos is bothered by a question which he's forewarning by saying, Lo yishayich lemahacha, you cannot say over here that mokum and nichalu avoyis of lizgad the boy, that actually there was space left for him from his fathers, that there was for him to make a name for himself. Where kedam and perkam and the chulim, we find such a concept in chulim davzayin and alv, kam and chash nechayishes, we find the copper snake, shebir chizkia, that chizkia eliminated, where although Asin Yeshavet eliminated all the bodies in the world, they did not crush the copper snake. Why didn't they do it? So the Gemara says, because from heaven they left space for him to make a name for himself. So then why can't you say the same thing over here? Although they limit all of our desire, but these bums from Shlema, they left over, so why can't it be the real thing? Why does it have to be that we just consider it as such? Unless it says no, because the Hasam Le Bi'ur HaBaisav, there we could understand by the copper snake, the reason why his fathers had not eliminated, Shayureim Lavari, there it makes sense they were afraid to eliminate it. Lefi Sha'asa Moshe HaPiyadiv, Moshe HaBeinu himself made it based on the divine command. So he could understand why it was left over. They didn't want to do it, and that was left over for him to be able to do it. Aval hacha, but it'll be here. Why would they stop his fathers, who got rid of all the Zohar, from not getting rid of the altars of Shlema? That's straight above the Zohar. So you have to say that no, it really wasn't that he did it again, and therefore that's the same comparison to Shlema Melech, that it was as if he did it, but really each one of them didn't really do that. So next says the Master says begins the words of the Gemara Ditzutzisa, which the Gemara says Rav Yisrael says there's another one. That's such a great Baal Tshuva that we have in our generation. It was Ukvim by Nechemya, who he's Nosin Ditzutzisa. So Amir Bin Tami says, why is it called Nosin Ditzutzisa? Because the Medrash brings Shayiner Doilik Al Reishi. There was a candle that was like lit on his head, and because of the sparks of fire, he was called Nosin Ditzutzisa, which is the term of Nitzaitis, of sparks, because of the great light that he had because of the repentance that he did. That's why it was called Nasan de Tzutzisa. Hanlich b'mehema, we shall return to the fifth parak of Masechta Shabbos, parak b'mehema with Taisvus.